நரயனம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நருதமம் தேவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாஸம் தத்தோ ஜயம் உதீரயேத் நஷ்டப்ரயேஷ்வபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பகவத சிவய பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்தி பவதி நஷ்டிகே ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் ஜ்ஞானாதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானஞ்சனசலகய சக்ஷுலுன்மீலிதம் ஜெயனா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீசைதன்யமனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் ஜேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ருபா கதா மாஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வாபதந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் ஸ்ரீயுதபதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவம்சம் ஸ்ரீரூபம் சகஜாதம் சகநரகுநாதன்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சவதூதம் பரிஜனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதாகிருஷ்ணபாதம் சகணோலலிதஸ்ரீவிசகான்விதம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணாசிந்து தீனபந்து ஜகத்பதி கோபிசா கோபிகாந்த ராதாகாந்த நமஸ்துதி தப்த கஞ்சன கோரங்கி ராஜே வந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷவானசுத தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரிய வஞ்சகல்பதருவ்யஸ்ச கிருபாசந்துவ்யைவ ச பதிதானம் பாவனேயோ வைஷ்ணவேயோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாத கௌர பக்தவ்ருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரி ஹரி. கிரந்தராஜ் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கீ ஜய். ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேன்ட் செவன் சாப்டர் ஃபைவ். பிரலாத் தி சென்ட்லி சன் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்யகசிபு. டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 14. ஜமணியாச்சி ஆயு பிரமன் ஸ்வயம் ஆகர்ஷோ தே விதையேத்திர ஜத்ரிச்சய ஜமணியோ தே விதையேத்திர चक्रपनिर्यजदृचय जत्थब्रह्मण्यचयो ब्रह्म स्वयं अखरससानिदौ तथा मे विजते चेतस चक्रपनिर्यजदृचय जिस जता just as Brahmyati moves aya ayon Brahman o Brahmanas swayam itself akarsha of a magnet sanido in the proximity. Tata, similarly, me, my, bijate is changed. Cheta, consciousness, chakrapane of Lord Vishnu, who has a disc in his hand. Jadrichaya, simply by the will. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. O Brahmanas, teachers, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards a magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by His will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I have no independence. Please repeat. O Brahmanas, teachers, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards the magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by His will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in His hand. Thus, I have no independence. Purport. For iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted towards Krishna is natural. And therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everyone and everything. The typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi, the friends like Sridharma, Sudama, and other cowherd boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, beasts, cows, and calves are attracted. The flowers and fruits in the gardens are attracted. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land, sky, trees, plants, animals, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. Just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan is the material world, where no one is attracted by Krishna and everyone is attracted by Maya. This is the difference between the spiritual and material worlds. Hiranyakashipu, who was in the material world, was attracted by women and money. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, being in his natural position, was attracted by Krishna. In replying to Hiranyakashipu's question about why Prahlad Maharaj had a deviant view, Prahlad said that his view was not deviant, for the natural position of everyone is to be attracted by Krishna. Hiranyakashipu found this view deviant. Prahlad said, because of being unnaturally unattracted by Krishna, Hiranyakashipu therefore needed purification. As soon as one is purified of material contamination, he is again attracted by Krishna, Sarvapadivindir Muktam, Tatpratvina Nirmalam. In material world, everyone is contaminated by the dirt of sense gratification and is acting according to different designations, sometimes as a human being, sometimes a beast, sometimes a demigod or tree, and so on. One must be cleansed of all these designations. Then one will be naturally attracted to Krishna. The bhakti process purifies the living entity of all unnatural attractions. When one is purified, he is attracted by Krishna and begins to serve Krishna instead of serving Maya. This is his natural position. A devotee is attracted by Krishna, whereas a non-devotee, being contaminated by the dirt of material enjoyment, is not. This is confirmed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 28. Yesham tuantagatam papam jananam punyakaramanam te dvandva moha nirimuk persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. One must be freed from all the sinful debt of material existence. Everyone in this material world is contaminated by material desire, unless one is free from all material desire. Anya bila sita sunyam, one cannot be attracted by Krishna. O Brahmanas, teach us, As iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards a magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I have no independence. Prahlad Maharaj is speaking. Jadri Chaya. Jadri Chaya, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, it is not by the austerities which I perform. It is not by Gyan studying the scriptures. It is not by charity, Dan, that my consciousness is turned towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is by the quality of devotion to Krishna. Jadrichaya. By his will, I am acting contrary to your understanding, because you are not a devotee. You cannot understand or be attracted to Krishna. Only devotees who are favored by Krishna through devotional service can understand what is Krishna consciousness. Conditioned souls who are contaminated by sinful activities have no attraction for Krishna. We are attracted to Maya. Devotees are attracted to Krishna because there is no sin. Sinlessness makes one to be attracted to Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj said, O Brahmanas, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that my attraction to Krishna is natural, just like magnet is attracted by iron, not by wood. Magnet cannot attract wood. Magnet can only attract iron because they have the same nature. So, my attraction for Krishna is natural. It is not something which has to be gained through speculation or other processes. It is natural. Devotion to Krishna for living entities is natural. It is not artificial. So he used the word Yadrichaya. I am attracted to Chakrapaner Yadrichaya. I am attracted to the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who carries a weapon in his hand naturally by his will. The will is due to the devotion which we render to Krishna. So where is my fault? Where is my fault? It is not my making. The Lord has taken my life, which is his property. So where is my fault? I cannot act contrary. That is the nature of Krishna consciousness. One who has bhakti cannot be attracted by Maya. One who has bhakti We are attracted only by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna has, Srila Prabhupada has divided his purport into three sections. The first section of Prabhupada's purport is about pure devotees and their nature. How they, why they are, what they are attracted to. Naturally, Krishna. The second part of the purport, Prabhupada is talking about those who are not devotees, Hiranyakashipu and his associates. And the last part, the Prabhupada is giving the process, how one can attain to this process, this part. So he divided the purport into three sections. So he said, for iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted towards Krishna is natural. And therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna. Meaning, he who attracts everyone and everything. This is how it should be. That everyone and everything should be attracted to Krishna. We should be attracted to Krishna. Our attraction should go towards Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj was so disappointed that he shows not everybody and everything is attracted to Krishna. But because of his level of Krishna consciousness, he couldn't see the reason why not everyone is attracted by Krishna. But the point here is that by nature, everyone should be attracted to Krishna and everything. And Prabhupada said that is the experience one has in Vrindavan, the devotees. The typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham and Sudama, and the other cowherd boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, beasts, cows and calves are attracted. The flowers and fruits in the gardens are attracted. The waves of Jamuna are attracted. And the land, the sky, trees, plants, animals, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing in Vrindavan. From Jagannathpur, he came to Vrindavan. What happened? Krishna Das Kavira Goswami said, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into Vrindavan, everyone, everything was attracted to him. In fact, nobody can count who, how many people were attracted to the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who came have no power to go back. The cows were attracted. And all the cows came to Krishna and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was licking his body. The cowherd men could not. They have no strength to take back the cows. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being very happy. Just like friends seeing an old friend. Caresses the body of the cows who are unlimited. And he chanted, Hari! And everybody responded. There was a tumultuous kirtan. In this way, everything was jubilant. The cows were happy.
The cows were happy. The men were happy.
Papa is cutting here.
The women were happy. And everybody came. No single person has the strength, even to the size of a seed or sesame seed, to leave the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of the attraction. The trees, the creepers, the plants, they were so happy and attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they were sitting tears of ecstasy in the form of honey. Every single tree was producing honey. Tree does not produce honey. It is bee in the holes of a hollow of a tree that produces honey. But due to attraction of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the trees were producing honey. Trees were shedding tears. That's the attraction the devotees have for Krishna. The deer, the cuckoos, the box. Everything, all the animals, they all came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy to see everyone. This is the situation with devotees who have attained pure love of Godhead. The attraction for Krishna has no cause. It's natural. And then the queens of Dwaraka, they spoke to in the scripture, you see some special birds are described in the scripture. Some special birds. So many birds are described, but there's some special ones. Huh? Like? Like? Chakora, you sing it. Chakora bird. Chataka bird. And? There's another one. It's a very famous, they are very, very famous. All the acharya, they usually quote them. Chatakabed. So the queens of Krishna in Dwaraka, they spoke. Oh, Chakora bird, what has happened to you? The night has gone very far and every living entity is sleeping. We are seeing that you are not sleeping. What has happened to you? Are you having the disease we have? Are you suffering from the same sickness like us? What is the sickness? We have been attracted to Krishna that we cannot sleep. We constantly think about Krishna, our husband. Do you have the same disease like us? Otherwise, why are you not sleeping by this time? You're supposed to be sleeping than now. We can immediately diagnose your sickness. You must be having the same sickness like us. Why not sleeping? Your eyes are stared in one direction, no deviation. You are fixed in one position. What are you looking at? Our husband? That is the situation of those who have attraction for Krishna. No deviation, no diversion. They are fixed in Krishna. Krishna himself has said that. Krishna himself, he described what is the position of those who have attained bhakti. And we are seeing that practically from his pure devotees in Vrindavan. Krishna said, Aham sarvasya prabhavata sarvam prabhavati iti matva bhajantimam Buddha Baba saman vita. Saman vita means what? Fixed ascension. No diversion. There is nothing else to be seen.
No diversion to anything, only Krishna. So the quiz are asking, you are not turning anywhere, you are just fixed in one place. What are you looking at? Our husband? We can immediately understand the association that you have the same disease like us. What is the disease? Krishna consciousness. Therefore, your attraction is fixed. Prahlad Maharaj said, my attraction is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead without my effort, naturally. Out of attraction for Krishna, when Krishna plays his flute, when the sound of Krishna's food enter into the ear, those who are making mistake, if you make mistake and allow the sound of Krishna's food to enter into your ears, you will be anxiety like the gopis, like Jamuna. Jamuna will not flow again. Jamuna will stand in one place. And if you want to flow, Jamuna will flow opposite. That is the attraction that she has for Krishna. Proper mention Jamuna. The waves of Jamuna are attracted. Rivers flows this way. Jamuna flows opposite. Out of attraction for Krishna. Or she stands in one place, fixed in Krishna. The attraction for Krishna is so powerful that those who are fortunate to have attraction for Krishna, it will be the experience that we can see. A cowherd man came to Nanda Maharaj and he said, my dear Nanda Maharaj, we do not know why we are so attracted to your son. Why? We don't know why we are so attracted to your son, Krishna. Why are we so naturally affected or attracted towards your son, Krishna? Why? Just imagine how wonderful it is. On one hand, he is only a boy of 7 years. And on the other hand, there is a huge hill like Golden Hill. And he lifted it so easily. Oh, Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt about your son, Krishna. Is he a demigod from another planet? We can see he is not an ordinary boy. Maybe he is a supreme personality of Godhead. The most important thing about this is that we don't want to have attraction for him, but we are naturally attracted. As a result of that, we cannot think of anything else but him. So what is happening under Maharaj? And what did he say? That is your fortune. That is your fortune. Your fortune. Your fortune is that there are so many things to be attracted to in this material world. You are not attracted to them. You are attracted to my son. That is your great fortune. Who can calculate your fortune? And then what was his response? He became happy and laughed and went back home to continue with his attraction for Krishna. It cannot be changed.
When a person becomes attracted by Krishna and he is in full Krishna consciousness, he does not care for any worldly duties, even though very urgent.
See, it is not difficult to understand.
Who is a devotee? Or even as a devotee, what is the level of our devotion? That you can see by looking at our attraction for Krishna. How much attraction we have for Krishna shows what is the level of our devotion. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, this is the best way to calculate seniority. Seniority. A senior person in Krishna consciousness, his seniority or her seniority is based on the level of his or her attraction for Krishna. How attached he is to Krishna. That is how to calculate our seniority. Apart from the lower levels of calculating seniority based on etiquette, the highest level of looking at seniority is based on the quality of our attraction to Krishna, the level of our attachment to Krishna. So the Brajavasis, they have this natural attraction, natural attachment for Krishna. Just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan is a material world where no one is attracted by Krishna and everyone is attracted by Maya. Why are some of us not attracted to Krishna? No attachment for Krishna. No attraction for Krishna. And not thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. The thing which is missing, which is making the difference, is that the pure devotees, they have love for Krishna. And non-devotees have no love for Krishna. Therefore, we have no attraction for Krishna. We have no attachment to Krishna. We are attached to something which we love. We think of something which is so dear to us 24 hours. Especially if you happen to miss that thing which you have attachment and love for, we will think of that thing 24 hours. So pure devotees, they think of Krishna, they remember Krishna, they love Krishna, they are attracted to Krishna because they have love for Krishna. Conditioned souls, Hekasipu and his associate, they cannot think of Krishna, they have no attraction for Krishna, they have no attachment for Krishna because there is no love for Krishna. There is no love. So Prabhupada said, this is the difference between the spiritual and material worlds. The spiritual world, love for Krishna is fixed. Material world, love for Maya is fixed. So we are attracted to sense gratification. That is the difference. We are attracted to Maya. And pure devotees are attracted to Krishna. Yes. Krishna said that in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmana tu mam parta devim prakriti masrita. Ha! Devi prakriti. My devotees are under the shelter, the protection, the maintenance of Srimati Radhanani. Devi prakriti. So Krishna told Arjuna, you Arjuna, my dear friend, you are under Devi prakriti, Devi sampad, the mokshayat. So you are different. That is why you are very attached. Our friendship is very strong. Because Srimati Radhanani is maintaining your life.
Daivi Prakriti. Srimati Rani maintains the devotees. Therefore, they are naturally attached and attracted to Krishna. Maya is also maintaining the non-devotee. They are also attracted to her. It's opposite. That's the difference. Daivi Prakriti Asuri Prakriti. There are two things. The devotees and non-devotees. Devotees are under the divine energy. Srimati Radharani is taking care, maintaining all the devotees. So they are protected, fully protected. They're happy. The non-devotees, they are not, because Durga is taking care. The faithful servant of Durga is taking care. So Hiranyakasipu is wondering, the teachers, Prahlad was speaking to the teachers. The teachers, they asked Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, just tell us sincerely. Don't tell lie. Tell us, how did you get this devotion for Krishna? How did you get it? So Prahlad is responding to that question. I got it naturally, because that is the nature of the nature of the soul. It comes naturally. Devotion for Krishna is natural. Hiranyakasipu say, train my boy in such a way that no Vaishnava comes to teach him nonsense. Then allow devotees to make devotees. Hiranyakasipu say, Hiranyakasipu does not want devotees. Because devotees will preach against sense gratification, which is the only goal for non-devotees. The only thing that sustains non-devotees is sense gratification. So without sense gratification, they cannot exist. So devotees will preach against that. So Hiranyakasipu said, train my boy never to have any association with devotees. Yes. Devotees are very dangerous. They are going to take away your material desires. And they replace it with Krishna. The demon doesn't like that. So they are surprised. So the Prahlad Maharaj is speaking. They ask him to speak truthfully, not to tell lies. So he's speaking truthfully, not telling lies. My situation is different from my situation because you are a demon. You have no attraction for Krishna. Therefore, you can understand why one should be a devotee. Why I should be attached or attracted to Krishna. Let me tell you, it is natural thing. That is how it should be. By nature, we are all Krishna's part and parcel, and our duty is to serve him. But being a deviant, we are not doing our duty. As a result, we are suffering. Therefore, for us to be attracted to Krishna, we need to change our consciousness, our situation. And Krishna consciousness is a process to become free from sin. The process of becoming free from sin is that of Krishna consciousness. Taking to Krishna consciousness by constantly hearing from Krishna devotees and chanting the glorious Lord Krishna. All the dirty things, all that which is making you not to be attracted to Krishna will be destroyed by the fire of devotional service, by the power of association with Krishna and his devotees. Then our natural taste for Krishna will be awakened. And Prahlad Maharaj's experience, or the experience of pure devotees, will become also our own experience. That process is the process of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
comment or question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. How sins make a person attracted to Maya, not to Krishna? A sinful person cannot be attracted to Krishna. So how this is working? How a sinful person?
How can a sinful person be attracted to Krishna? Since sinful person has no attraction, how can the sinful person become attracted? Krishna Kaviraj Goswami said, Brahmanda Bhamiti Kona Bhagya Bhagyawan Jiva Bhagya. That is the connection. After wandering through so Brahmandas for time immemorial, when one suffers and cries sincerely to Krishna, the Krishna will take pity upon us. Bhagya, what does it mean? We don't merit it. Krishna's mercy. For a conditioned soul who has no attraction for Krishna become attracted depends on the mercy of Krishna. When that mercy comes, then one will have connection with the Guru. Then the Guru will train the soul, make the soul become fortunate. Once, devotees were very happy that they have come in contact with Krishna consciousness. They were happy. So they spread their happiness to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, we are very, very fortunate to have met you. Srila Prabhupada said, I curse your fortune. Your fortune is caused by me, not by you. I curse your fortune, which is true. So many of his disciples came to India before meeting Prabhupada to look for Krishna. They didn't find. They traveled all over India. They didn't find Krishna. They went back to America and they met Prabhupada and got Krishna. What is that? Srila Prabhupada calls about fortune. Not by us. He calls our fortune. So when we have that mercy, that is our fortune. That is how we can become attracted to Krishna. So Prahlad used the word Yadrishaya, by Krishna's will. I am not independent. Right. Comment. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, you said Yadrichaya, that is by the will of Krishna, we get the good fortune. But then there is a whole process of Krishna consciousness. So it requires our effort, right? Which requires our effort, you know, to put in. So is that not contrary? Like without the will of Krishna, we won't get it. But if we don't do any efforts, we won't get it either.
Lord Brahma said, the yogis have been searching for Krishna since time immemorial. For millions and thousands of years, have been searching for Krishna. They might got him. I don't make any effort. For thousands of years. Is it in Brahma Samhita? Right? So why they have not gotten Krishna? Effort is needed. But effort alone is not sufficient. Therefore, our effort is necessary and mercy. The two things are together. They are never independent. Mercy alone is not sufficient, and effort alone is not sufficient. Both of them are necessary. Effort alone means that we can get Krishna by our intelligence, by our mind, by our senses, by our effort. But Krishna is beyond that. And mercy alone is not complete, because mercy alone will mean Krishna is partial. Otherwise, why not giving his pure love to everybody? He came for that. Krishna came for that, to give us mercy, to become Krishna conscious. But not, why not everyone is having Krishna? Becoming Krishna conscious. Because the mercy is necessary and effort is necessary. Both of them are necessary.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful lecture. Maharaj, sometime when we read a Krishna book, there is a doubt in the mind. Though, like you just explained, the effort and the mercy both are required, necessary for attaining Krishna's love. But in Krishna book Kaliya, the Kaliya snake, who was neither putting any effort, nor he was free from his sinful propensity. But how is that Krishna showed such a wonderful mercy that he kept his feet?
Thank you. When we hear, we don't hear properly. We don't hear. Even when we read, we don't read properly. We read the alphabet, the letters. That is our problem. We don't participate. When we hear Krishna's activities with the pure devotee, we don't participate. Because we are outsiders, we are not participating, we feel otherwise. But the pure devotees who are participating with Krishna, they don't feel otherwise. They feel normal because they are participating. And also, when we hear something, we take only the surface. We don't go deep and see what is behind. So Kaliya has had pastimes with Krishna in the past life. This is not the first one. This is just the surface. Behind that, he has had a lot of pastimes with Krishna. And because of that, Krishna dances on his head and not even killing him. Yes. Hare Krishna. Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam ki jāi, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāi.